Welcome to Shul Machshava on the Daf. We're holding in Chulin Daf Samechei. The Gemara in the middle of Amud Aleph brings the Shita of Rabbi Elazar that he holds that a Zarzir has a din like a Oyrev, and the reason is because he's Shochan im Tmeim. The Zarzir lives together with Oyrev. And he brings the Lashon, Loy Lechinom Holoch Zarzir Etzel Oyrev. Not for no reason did the Zarzir go to the Oyrev, because they are the same type, they're the same kind, they're both Tome. So Ibn Yisoschar, in many of his form, both Ibn Yisoschar, Mamor Shabbos, Sois Mamor Aleph, Agudakalo, Pashas Noyach, and also in his Sefer, Beirus Amukim, on the Megal Amukos, he builds a void based on the Megal Amukos. The Megal Amukos of Pashas Lechacho says, discussing Avraham Avinu's Bris Bein Hapsoyim, that says over there he split Avraham Avinu, the different birds and animals, and it was Eile Likras Eile. So he brings the Lashon of the Medrash that we're talking about, Katodrin Dedin Legabe Katodrin Dedin, referring here to two groups of nations. There was a remez over the two groups of nations, one across from each other. And that is what the word Eile means. Eile is Gematria Lamed Vov. So you have Eile, which is Keneged, the group of Umois that belong to Esav, and Eile, the group of Umois that belong to Yishmael. The way Rabbi Yisoschar says it, Kilamet hei sorim hem achuzim mitzad yamin negdusho, v'yishmael al gabeim are Eile. So you have 35, it's 35 Umois, and Yishmael is on top of them, that is Eile. Then you have Lamed hei sorim mismoil on the left, v'esav hu edom al gabeim. So that's also Eile. Eile mul Eile. And Yisrael, the premium, they're Shorsham Bakoitish. So meaning, when you have the groups of the Umos Oyle, you have Shivim Umois, 35 are in the right, and Yishmael with them, together 36. And 35 are in the left, with Esav with them, together another 36. You have Eile Berechev, Veile Besusim. The ones on the right are called the Rechev, because they are always the Yamin, the right, which means Gaber on the left. And that's El Berechev, El Basusin. The Rechev is the one which means Gaber and goes on top of the horse. What's in the middle? In the middle is Yaakov Avinu, is Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael are the ones that are the connection of the right and left together. So says the Megal HaMukos, this is also revealed and how what is the Yom Menucho represents who the nation is for each one. The Yishmael, the Yom Menucho that they have is a Friday. And Friday, they have their rest day. That's on the right. The Esav, the Yom HaMenucha, is a Sunday. Sunday is the rest day. That's on the left. And in the middle, what do you have? You have Shabbos. Between Friday and Sunday, you have Shabbos, which is Am Yisrael, which are the middle of the Kav Ayim Tzoy. So it adds Ibn Yisoschar that the Klipa of Esav is represented by an Oyrev. We mentioned already before that Oyrev is Keneged Esav. And the Klipa of Yishmael, it's called Zarzir. And that is the Gemara, what we come, the Gemara says, V'yelech Esav el Yishmael, lo yelechinam holach Zarzir etzel Oyrev. So he says that the Oyrev is Esav and the Zarzir is Yishmael. The Gemara tells us, Ilmole shomer Yisrael Shabbos achas, en kol umo velo shon yechol lishlet behem. Meaning they keep Shabbos the right way, so they're able to overcome the two sides, the Friday of Yishmael and the Sunday of Esav. So meaning these two klipas of the right and the left, which presented by Esav and Yishmael, one Shabbos overcomes them. So says Ibn Yisoschar, Dov Niflam Oid. He says, Oyrev and Zazir in Gematria is Shabbos. And that is the remez of Dov Niflozeh. Keneged the Oyrev, which is Esav, and Zazir, which is Yishmael, the two klipas. What overcomes both together is a proper Shabbos. Shabbos begimatria Oyrev and Zarzir. In the Shmir Shabbos of Am Yisrael, they're able to overcome the Oyrev and Zarzir. Add to this what I heard from the Rebbe Moshe Shapir Zatzal, the name of the Vilna Goyen, that was the whole cheshbon of Esav to go and marry Bas Yishmael. He wanted to marry Bas Yishmael to create an entity which is Keneged Yaakov Avinu. Because Bogu did not allow that, and therefore Yishmael died before Esav married his daughter. So they tried to combine the Zarzir and Oyrev to be against the Shabbos of Yisrael, but they're not able to. So how so with their Shabbos overcomes these two tzadim of Oyer and Zazir, v'advarim niflayim v'amukim ad lemoid. Anyone wants to join a sponsor, Shomach Shova Shorim, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.